relative and them having a great reunion and all that. But then, what happens after that? The rest of the book is about what happens to him in heaven after that.
He got as far as the reunion and he went back?
Actually, he was living with his mother and his grandmother and their family and in the, what he calls their consensus reality they had made, which included a house and a church and everything they went to. And he actually went to the church one Sunday, and he kept asking them where, he said, if this is heaven, where's Jesus? And they never would answer his question.
What book is it?
It's called Adventures in the Afterlife. Hmm. It's by William Buhlman. He's recognized as pretty much the foremost researcher on out-of-body experience. And I, like I said, I took a class with him up at the Monroe Institute 2 years ago, and it's really good. But it's just interesting because he goes out of body and just sees all this stuff. This is something that you see too, but he travels into through the different dimensions he talks about. And you really have to become skilled at how to do it. And he says that's what it's about after death, is, you know, learning this kind of new spiritual, or evolving this new spiritual realm. But my overall question was just the other day, I was thinking, what is my main goal in life? Okay, what's the big thing at the end of my life I want to say I've improved overall? And it would have to be my spiritual evolvement.
Your spiritual evolvement is A1 absolute. That's the one thing that you're here to do. The next thing you're here to do by doing that is releasing and forgiving with love. Mm-hmm. Because you have all these lessons that you have not learned in past lifetimes that you cannot escape. And you keep going back to the same scenarios with different individuals, in which case those individuals, you need to learn those lessons. That's your evolvement. That's what your evolvement is about. And you go through those lessons, and your evolvement means either you get caught back in the lesson, back into the anger, back into the resentment, or you're able to release it, walk away from it, and forgive the individuals. That takes care of the lesson. You don't have to ever do that lesson again. You've moved one more step into your evolvement. But that's critical. Those things are critical.
Just releasing and forgiving.
Releasing and forgiving with love.
Current, all current and past life.
Past lives through present. And those that come. And you can't do that without interaction with people. You have to be out there to do that. And you have to be open to do it. Because if you hide and you pull inward so that you shield yourself, you can't evolve. You're stuck. And that's a lesson within itself. Make sense?
Yeah.
That's what I'm finding. I deal with thousands of people. I do readings all day long, and I see this over and over and over again. These people get these situations, and they've been happening over the course of many, many lifetimes, and they get stuck in them, and they commit suicide, they kill the other person, or they break up, and there's resentment that lasts forever, and we've got to release those things, and we've got to learn to recognize them when they happen. Relieving yourself from anger is releasing yourself from guilt and fear. The main root is fear. Anger comes out of fear. And guilt is a great manipulator.
What about regret? Do we learn from regret?
You can learn from regret because it comes from conscience.
I normally realize that anger and regret pretty much come hand in hand.
If you choose. When I look back with regret, I don't look back with anger. I usually look back with sadness.
No, I meant if you have anger, then that usually leaves regret.
I think you're allowed anger.
Okay.
My guides told me a long time ago, there's two forms of anger. There's one of righteous anger, which comes this way,
mm-hmm.
and it makes you stronger, mm-hmm. and it makes your voice strong, and you stand stronger. And then there's emotional anger, which makes you shaky and
weakens
you.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's a negative anger.
Right.
When you feel yourself going there, you need to stop. Walk away. When you have the righteous anger, it's okay to stand. Any other questions? For Dan?
Steve, no more questions?
I'm curious. I saw today a new television show out called The Hollywood Medium with a kid named Tyler Henry. I wasn't sure if you heard them. Just some kid and got like a teenage kid. He's 18 or something like that.
In Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that.
Still wasn't sure if you...
Oh, well.
Things have changed. In the very beginnings when they started... having psychics on television. These were true situations. They were true incidents. They documented everything. I mean, every aspect, like of cases, that sort of thing. They went to the police. They went to the families. They documented everything to prove that it was true. And all that in the very beginning was documented. I don't think it's so documented anymore. I think it's more...
Shock factor?
Scripted.
Entertainment value.
Yeah. So I don't know about this. I have no opinion. I'd have to see and feel and see what the patterns are.
There's a young girl in college also that's a medium. She goes around giving readings to people all the time. Don't remember what her name is. She was on TV not long ago.
Are there any good... cautions or warnings in regards to those mediums that are on TV and showing this side that people should be aware of?
I think if you're a natural medium, you need to learn how to protect yourself. You need to learn what it's for and its purpose. Mediumship is not to show. It's not a show thing. It's not entertainment thing. It's something that is to help other people. That's where selfless can come into play. If you're a medium, you're not out there broadcasting what a great medium you are. Okay, there's something not right with that. And I don't suggest people trying to become mediums because either you are or you aren't. There is no halfway there. Okay? And there's a lot of people... I get a kick out of I went to one of the conferences. I was listening to these girls talking about what fabulous mediums they were and how they dealt with spirit, and it was just garbage. It was just total garbage, you know, to impress those that were around. And I'm telling you, that can bite you in the butt. That truly can bite you. Because the dark side will take advantage of that one. And I don't suggest going to haunted houses, doing ghost busting, because it can kick your butt again. There are things out there that you don't have a clue as to how to deal with them, what they are, and what they can do to you. And you go messing around out there, dancing in the dark, and you can get yourself in serious, serious trouble. I have a number of them coming to me going, "Oh my God, it followed me home. What do I do?"
Step one, don't do it again.
Yeah, I will help you this time. You don't do this anymore. It is dangerous.
I mean, it's a good lesson, though.
It is a good lesson. And I'm here to tell you, I'm guilty. I've made all those mistakes. I'm here. I did. And it's lessons. And I was born with these abilities. And I wanted to learn about them. I wanted to understand because I don't understand me sometimes. And when I was real young, no one understood me, and they tried to tell me I was a witch and all this stuff, and I knew I was a Baptist.
Not the same thing.
I just couldn't understand, you know? And so I knew there was life after death because I kept seeing... quote, dead people, you know, who appeared to be very much alive. seemed to be just fine to me, except they had died like 10 years previously. And so I'm trying to find out what's going on here and how do I protect myself. And they're coming to me. I'm not seeking them out. And then after a while, I started seeking them out because I wanted to get some sort of mastery or control of the situation, only to have my butt kicked. So I learned that as a valuable lesson. I did the Ouija. You're darn right I did the Ouija.
Now they have a pink and purple Ouija for little girls.
Oh, goodness.
I can just see it right now. I'm not a witch. I'm a Baptist. The Carol Kate story. I mean, it's just...
That would be awesome.
It'll be on Lifetime.
Yes.
I can see this working.
You called me a witch, but I just was a Baptist.
You need to open every talk that you give with that. That line will just get them like that.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get the steak.
You still consider yourself a Baptist, though.
No.
No.
So wouldn't be a correct steak.
Well, as a little girl.
Well, I was Baptist all the way up through probably,
86?
No. No, I started veering away. I didn't really, I started investigating other religions. I really wanted to know what other religions were about and their belief systems. And I found out each religion was completely different. Oh, my God. Well, what did that mean about my belief system and my religion? Oh, my God. Which one's right? Oh, my God. And I found out about religion. And then there was another, oh, my God. So where do I stand? I asked my guides, I said, what do I do? Which religion do I need to be a part of? They said, you don't need to be in a religion. They said, God is real. Christ is real. Satan is real. If they carry those three truths, you're okay. If they do not, you walk away. And I said, from anything? They said, yes, from anything. Any books that I get a hold of? They said, any books you get a hold of. If they don't state those three things, they're not of God. And that's why I kept it. And they told me to test all spirits. They taught me how to do that. And I did. I started testing all spirits.
And that's biblical. It
is.
Testing spirits.
You're right. So, I mean, it's tough being a human being.
There's no user manual.
We mess up. And I've done my mess ups. That's why I'm here to tell you I've already walked the walk. I'm going to give you some shortcuts. Now, I know that you're going to have to walk your walk too, but understand that if you make the mistake that I made, you're going to get probably the same results or worse or lighter. I have no idea. But be aware there will be consequences. Fair? Okay. We had a rousing yes, no.
quick question. So when you have, with the kinesiology, you ask, is it physical, is it mental, is it emotional, is it spiritual? Will you go over what is physical and what's, like, the difference?
Okay, physical is something that's strictly going wrong within your body. That could be a hereditary illness, or it could be just you've gotten overwrought over something and your immune system's dropped down, or maybe you OD'd yourself doing something. It's strictly a physical thing. It's not based mentally or psychologically or spiritually.
Well, the basic healing formula, is that effective for physical?
Yeah.
Okay. So you can't tap out physical?
You can tap you out. Can't tap to out. Some, no, you're right. Okay. You can't tap out the physical.
So no tapping out, but you can do the healing formula or maybe the immune system prayer.
Yes, and take a lot of vitamin C.
Take a lot of vitamin C. Yeah. And then, so emotional.
Emotional, those you can tap out. Emotional, psychological programs.
But you have to get to the root of it. You can't just...
You have to get to the root of it. The book, Heal Your Body, really kind of aims you in the right direction.
Yes.
And then mental.
Aren't all diseases basically have their origin in our spirit, our way we think, the way we process information? Attitude?
The tapping out problem. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. If it's strictly a physical, there can be strictly a physical, you can inherit genes that can cause physical problems. You can break a leg that can really cause some physical problems. You can be in a car wreck that can really cause some physical problems. If you want to ultimately go there, your body was created spiritually. But with the tapping out, that's all we have to do is go physical, emotional, mental, spiritual.
And now, so mental roots, what would a mental root be versus like an emotional root?
A belief system. A psychological program, belief system.
Okay. So
could be ego.
Mental. And that would also be like mental, like true mental illness would fall under mental.
Yeah, true mental. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Could fall in, but it could also be physical because it can be inherited.
So there's different layers. And then spiritual, what is a spiritual root?
That's where you have made a spiritual mistake. You've gone against your spiritual being, soul, and you've sacrificed yourself in a situation that has caused you great burden, and you continue to take on that burden because you have the belief system that you need to sacrifice in order to be a good servant of God.
Okay. So would past life things, would that play into spiritual as well?
Past life is spiritual.
So it would be the past.
But it can be also emotional and can also have some triggers in psychological or mental.
So many levels and layers.
So many levels and layers. And sometimes there's just one, sometimes there's all of them.
I wonder what it would be like to have a very simple fix. Must be nice for somebody. Because I know what I mean.
Well, I had a problem with my right shoulder. Oh, God, it hurt. I could just barely move my arm up, and it kept hurting. And I thought I must have slept wrong, or I must have done something that messed it up. And I started working with my fingers to try to find what it was. So I checked it. Is this physical? No. Okay. Is it spiritual? A little bit. Is it emotional? Big bit. Okay. Is it mental? Huge big bit. Okay. All right. Right side, male. Okay. This is male. My husband. Yes. Okay. I'm carrying shoulders, look for burden. I'm carrying my husband as a burden. Big yes. Tap, tap, tingle, raise arm.
That was the most beautiful synopsis of kinesiology I think I've ever seen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Would you do that tap, tap again? Okay.
Tap, tap.
And it's
so you do the opposite.
No. You do the one that's hurt.
That's hurting. Okay.
It releases the emotional, spiritual, all those from the cellular level. You're tapping it out of the cellular level into the mind where you can deal with it.
And you can have someone else tap for you, like if it's on your back,
sure.
Correct?
If there's not a specific area of pain, how would you tap? So, like, instead of if it was something that wasn't in just a specific spot.
Are you speaking of, like, nerve pain throughout the body or...
Sure, something.
Neuralgia or...
like a rash.
Oh, a rash? Oh, that's hives. Oh, that's just you're irritated with somebody and they're just really getting under your skin. Tap, tap.
Any part of the skin.
Any part of the skin. Tap. Best, actually, I think, about here, around heart chakra.
So if it's something full body,
yeah,
heart chakra.
Yeah.
So what would warrant going through your chakras and down your arms for tapping?
That's for past life carryovers where you are totally compelled. That breaks the compulsion. example, you feel compelled to this person. You don't particularly like this person, but you feel compelled to them. You're afraid of them. You know that something's going to come into effect that's going to put you in danger from them, but you cannot stay away from them no matter how hard you try. You, in a past life, have been murdered by them. And this lifetime, because you had so much emotional play into that lifetime, you are compelled to them in this lifetime for them to murder you again, and you can't walk away. You come to me. We check out the past life. This person's murdered you. I know it. I just know it. That's what it felt like. But I can't leave him. I can't walk away from him. We need to diffuse you. We need to diffuse the situation. We need to tap you out. We need to tap out this situation from you to let go of that compulsion to do this again. So I take you and I tap you each chakra, starting with the root chakra all the way up to the top of the crown chakra, both shoulders, the crook in each arm, the palm of each hand. Tap, 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 all the way. Have you take 7 drops of walnut under the tongue, which releases you from past lives. The compulsion is gone. It's over.
I can attest to
that. Then you have to forgive him or her and release them. And you have to state the words. The lesson has been completed. Is that not fabulous?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've done it with a lot of people.
It's really fun to not be killed.
Successfully.
When you verbally say you forgive them and you release them, is that where you're working with it in the mental? Because you said it goes from the cellular in the body to the mental, mm-hmm, once you tap it out.
Yes.
And then when you make that realization or when you say the word,
you've learned the lesson.
Yeah.
And the lesson is releasing and forgiving with love.
Yeah. I was wondering, once you tapped it into the mental, how you got out of the mental?
You stayed it.
Stayed it, yeah.
Words are power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really fabulous. And it works. And that's the best thing. When you see something and it works.
Mm-hmm.
I had a gal that she was living with this man that she really didn't like, and they were getting ready to go to New Orleans, and that's where he killed her the last time. She could go to New Orleans, and he left her life, and that was the end of that. In his past life, you feel this compulsion. You feel this drawing, good, bad, or otherwise. Because you feel the compulsion because you feel the drawing, doesn't mean they're your soulmate.
We just knew.
Yeah, felt it at first sight, knew it. Yeah, well. Okay, any other questions?
Shut her down.
Time to shut her down.